Rollers, it's Alex. Since my players can't derail me here at the end bumper, now is my chance to tell you about Alarion Archives. Available for our Patreon subscribers at the $5 tier, Alarion Archives is a separate podcast that acts as a deep dive into Virion. Its history, characters, how I create the content for QPR, and even more than that. This is only one of the awesome perks to our Patreon, so if you'd like to check out some playable content written by the QPR cast, as well as additional QPR content like side episodes, check us out on patreon.com/goblinsgrowlers. We're only able to put this show out because of the support of awesome listeners like you. So thank you from the bottom of our hearts, and keep on rolling.
I was trying to see if I could emulate jazz farts, but it's tougher than it looks.
Here, let me call it up so you can know exactly.
No, we are not doing jazz farts.
That's the new cork noise.
I will take cork noise all day over jazz farts.
All right, well, we got that on. We got that recorded.
Cork noise has rhythm.
You have to uncork into jazz farts. That's the secret.
You put the cork in when you're not playing jazz.
This is Quid Pro Roll, a fantasy live play adventure where a party of unlikely heroes embark on a quest to bring dragons back to their world.
Well, howdy, listeners. Welcome to the Daily Crier Listening Show, where all the news in Virion and beyond can make its way right to you. Having arrived back home for the first time in years, Johannes found more than just illegally trafficked monsters on the grounds. Solinar and Alita set a unicorn free, and then the party promptly filled the vacant cell with Ilfeel's unconscious body. And while the party made their escape, Johannes, with a little help from his friends, realized he had to confront his family before he could leave again. I think leaving the home he grew up around, while a trial for those who dare undertake it, often leads to finding the things you never knew you needed. I've many a time heard the greatest education someone can receive is that of traveling to places far away. And while for most people, wyverns and manticores are the monsters we fear are waiting just beyond the gates of home, it's still no small shock to those who find their monsters are the people waiting by the hearth should they ever return. So gather your friends, your vulnerability, and your courage, and travel, good listener. Travel far away, or right back where you began. Who knows what you'll find along the way. And as always, y'all take care now.
The mid-afternoon sun hangs in the air, and there's no sound around you except for the wheels of the cart hitting the dirt road and the various shuffling of both your own feet and your mounts. You left Saxon Heath behind, feeling positively about how things went despite the absolute cluster that it was. You now head south to Marine. On the way, you're going to hit a town called Valmouth, and it is in that direction you are going when we enter in on our heroes. Heroes with air quotes that you can't hear.
You know, as our adventures go, we did in fact manage to not set Johannes's family home on fire. So I'm feeling pretty good about that. A step in the right direction.
Honestly, I'm pretty... I don't know. I have a lot of feelings that I haven't quite been able to sort through about my family home, but I'm very grateful that Boat and I, when it came to Bucket Brigade, we were on top of it.
Yeah, so...
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm really proud of you, Johannes, for standing up to your family like that. It takes a lot of nerve.
Thank you. Well, you know, I still have a lot of thinking to do about it. There's a lot of new thoughts in my head that I haven't been able to sort into the spots where they go, the little buckets yet. But I'm sorting as fast as I can. And until then, I'm just grateful that Yeah, grateful that we're on the road again. Things are starting to feel a little bit more normal, which is probably good for my bucketing.
I'm really kind of hoping that your family is actually still really irritated, because that will probably prevent them from going to look and find our refrigerated prisoner and letting her go.
I still feel bad about that.
It's probably for the best.
Yeah, we just need to keep moving.
I mean, I hope they don't leave her for too long. She's not the only dangerous creature that we left locked up in that building. And all of them need to eat.
So, that implication is terrible. Koza, how did all of this start again?
Well, I was trying to figure out what was going on. I recognized Ilfeel, so I thought I could maybe figure out, what the situation was. So I spied on some conversations, and then I went to the dinner, and I was going to try to find out some information at the dinner. And then after that, she showed up at my room and wanted to talk, but then she figured out that she has to kill me and kill us.
I don't like that one.
You let slip who we are to a chromatic dragon priest?
Oh, no, she figured it out on her own. I was very sly.
With no clues whatsoever?
But there couldn't have possibly been any clues.
Solinar looks very skeptical.
She was just very observant.
Well, it sure seems that way to me.
Koza, she met our entire party twice and did not put together who we are and what we're doing. She spends one evening hanging out and chatting with you, and she figures out who all of us are through intuition, is what you're anticipating me believing.
That happens to me too, buddy. Every time I think, really got away with this one, then all of a sudden everybody puts all the pieces together and they go, Johannes, weren't you the one who was carrying that torch saying we gotta light everything on fire?
I do recall that being you, Johannes.
Yeah. No, I don't try to say it wasn't. I just wish that for a little bit longer, I could have been like, could have been anybody with that torch and long flowing golden locks and half the height of a normal person.
Well, and part of a ghost hunting squad.
Oh, I love hunting ghosts.
Well, I also didn't think it'd be a big problem if she knew who I was.
What?
I guess it kind of was a big problem.
Did you think that she was going to go from, oh, my lifelong mission as a chromatic dragon priest, the thing that I was raised and born doing, the thing that has been my lifelong goal and dream, forget that, this boy is cute, I'll turn to the other side? Is that like the thought process there, or?
You were trying to seduce her?
Did Koza? Koza, did you try to seduce her? Is that how you think we should be recruiting?
I mean, if it works.
Solinar!
I'm just saying, we could use more allies.
We're not getting it by way of smooches.
Well, the phrase getting in bed with the enemy exists for a reason.
Speaking of which, Koza, you did not answer my question.
Wait, was it getting in bed with the enemy or getting in bath with the enemy?
I think either is applicable.
Well, okay. Alex is punching things.
I'm sorry. For some reason, I thought I couldn't laugh and I had to like fight it.
This is a no laughing podcast. We don't do any laughing on this podcast.
Quid pro roll. It's serious.
Quid pro roll is a very serious podcast.
Hey, audience, this is Johannes. Don't you dare
come on. Laugh.
I swear to soon I will find you.
Koza, you didn't answer the question.
Well, I wasn't trying to recruit her. That wasn't really my goal. I don't think. I just thought we were getting along really well.
That's usually how it starts, yes.
And I don't know, then she pointed out that she had to kill me, or at least tell her boss that we were there, and then her boss was gonna come and kill us, so I don't know, she said well, I could join them, but I didn't really like that idea. But I didn't really know how to convince her to not join, to unjoin the
to decouple.
Yeah, so I couldn't figure out how to it was just doomed anyway. I don't know.
Well, what do you think's gonna happen now, Koza, when she gets out of that refrigerator?
I don't know. I feel like it really went off the rails. And I don't know. I feel like I was also kind of rude, maybe, or something.
What?
I don't know.
This is kind of what I was trying to get at, is when you said, oh, I thought it would just work out, like, she's kind of our sworn enemy, and her whole cultural upbringing is kind of our sworn enemy. So for you to even have the thought, oh, this could work out fine, I think is a little divorced from reality, friend.
Tried to put her in the bathtub, but she just threw us in some hot water. Thank you very much.
Well, I don't know that we're in any more hot water than if she'd figured out on her own who we were and what we were doing there.
Well, I don't know. I mean, shouldn't I be putting you all in jail or something? Like, if we were to go purely on what my background is?
What the hell are you talking about?
I would appreciate you not using that sentence ever again.
What do you mean put us in jail? Because you're rich? Because your family's rich? You're a plutocrat? Are you trying to say that because we don't have a lot of... Well, I guess Johannes used to have a lot of money, but the rest of us have a lot of not have a lot of money. We should be in jail? What are you talking about?
Aren't a lot of you all kind of criminals?
Where's my javelin?
Technically.
I will say... In Koza's defense, we can be tied to multiple cases of arson, several cases of petty theft, at least a couple of cases of grave robbing. Like, we're not... I wouldn't say
lots
we're strictly on the correct side of the law here.
Lest
also,
you forget, Solidar, that I am a law officer.
You became a law
officer.
Because
we know that law officers can never break the law, ever.
Boat, you became a law officer by murdering a law officer.
You've murdered more law officers, I think, than anyone else here, including Solinar.
Well, I'd really like to see the data on that.
I don't think that's true if we're talking historical. Maybe while we've been adventuring together.
Wow, I didn't know that I've killed 147 law officers. I'm
that what I
for
sound
keeping
like
a tally.
I think that's supposed to be Solinar.
Oh.
All I'm saying is that I am a licensed paladin, and as long as I am pursuing true goodness and justice, which I have always been trying to pursue, I might have made mistakes along the way. But all my teachers said that even the best paladins made mistakes. And so I don't think I'm breaking the law. Not yet.
Well,
but if I have to pursue goodness and vanquish evil, then I will.
Johannes officially is now neutral good.
They don't give these cloaks just to anybody, you know.
No one gave you that cloak.
Koza, off in the distance, almost imperceptibly, you hear a sharp sound somewhere far away.
Look, did one of you all just laugh at me?
No.
No.
I particularly...
The boat, like, not externally.
I particularly do not find this scenario highly amusing. I think, first of all, you took a bit of a gambit, which I can respect. I can respect the gambit. But you almost had it reversed on you. And in exchange, we ended up outed and on the run again. Well, not really again. We've been on the run pretty much the whole time. So I can't put that on you. That's kind of everything we do on a daily basis.
I guess
I did not laugh.
I guess I'm also just a little upset that I don't have a stronger reason for being here. I think.
Now that is a conversation we should have, because I've been thinking about this a lot since we were last in the Glade of the Nymphs. I think each of us, if we dig deep down and we really think about it, can think of things we have seen on this adventure where stuff the chromatic dragons do is pretty messed up. Like, Palabar didn't have a city of rags. Palabar was one of the wealthiest cities on the entire continent of Oceanvar until blue dragons took over. We have historical documentation of that. So where do all these homeless people come from? Where do all of these people who are being mistreated, not being able to make fair wages? Why is there a temple that's full of treasure to a blue dragon? Like, I think that's an imbalance, is why that's there. And I think that's why metallic dragons need to come back, is to bring some of that balance back. At the very least, so the dragons can't focus all their attention on us if they're a little busier focusing their attention on each other. I don't know that that applies to everybody who's traveling here, but it certainly applies to me.
I don't like metallic dragons.
you don't?
No, because every time it seems that we run into the village that's been destroyed, or people who are hungry, or who are sad, it always has something to do, if you look around a few corners, maybe even just one corner sometimes, with a metallic dragon.
Johannes, do you mean the chromatic dragons?
Oh, the with a chromatic dragon.
Oh, okay. That makes way more sense.
There has been one metallic dragon in the world in the past 200 years.
That
he
we know
didn't
of.
Leave the glade.
Oh, Alden?
Yes.
Yeah, he's cool. I like him.
Yeah.
Johannes, do you not remember last time we were in the Glade of the Nymphs?
Yeah, I know he's dead, but he's still a good guy.
Okay.
I don't know that every metallic dragon will be Alden-like. I don't know even whether that would be a good thing, a bad thing, or something in between for all of them to be just like Alden. But I think the world would be a better place with metallic dragons in it.
As Solinar says this, midway through the last bit, the cart, you see Snuffles kind of like jump up and like dodge a little bit, but the cart falls into a large pit that had been hastily covered with leaves, but dug in the center of the road. Your mounts are able to dodge it enough that they are not injured, but Cole, who was in the cart, makes a loud toot on the pan flute as he goes down. That sounds a bit like a squawk of alarm.
A flute toot.
A flute toot indeed.
So we're on the road. There's this giant circle of leaves in the middle of the road.
That's why I asked your passive perception.
Mine is 8.
Why is there a rope leading out from under that pile of leaves as well?
It's the road boat.
I'm telling you.
Okay, did we all fall into a pit?
The cart did. And anyone that was on the cart, which I think boat rides on the cart, too.
I mean, I was walking.
I ride on the cart a lot.
Yeah. I was gonna say, who's driving the cart if you're walking? Because you're usually driving the cart.
Who needs to drive the cart? Snuffles knows what she's doing.
Someone needs to be behind the reins so that Snuffles does not wander off and make a meat shack out of whatever the local, like, fauna is.
Sounds like it's Johannes.
Whoa. I feel like
Snuffles is allowed to make a meat shack out of whatever she wants to.
And this is why Boat has to drive the cart.
It's my least favorite B-52 song.
I feel like Koza would have been riding in the cart because he would have been lying there moping.
Koza be riding in the cart, or would Koza be on Strunky?
No,
Koza's on the cart.
Yeah, Koza's
being a whiny, sad child.
Yeah.
Solinar would for sure be on Midnight. There's no question.
You just hear like the strains of My Immortal playing in the distance every time Koza's on screen.
I'm just imagining, the jolt of like falling a foot or two and on your back.
Oh no, we fell like 3 feet, 4 feet, somewhere in that range.
Where's all the displaced dirt from this hole?
A cartoonish pile off the road.
They used the spell displaced dirt.
Yeah.
All right, so Koza, Cole, and the cart.
And Johannes
are all in the hole.
Ah, I'm in the hole!
I thought you would fall into my trap!
What the hell? Solinar's drawing attention.
No, he's not.
You don't have attention.
Yeah, you're not drawing attention.
Oh yeah, Solinar's drawing the Sword of Shireen.
Sorry.
Ow.
You all right down there?
My back.
I bit my tongue.
Boat looks around. Does he see this cackling woman?
He does. A woman stands down the road about 6 or 7 feet away from where your friends have fallen into the hole. She has a very haughty, like, pose that she's striking, and she seems to be wearing a really elaborate outfit with layers of crimson and purple cloth layered under very stylish but not remarkably practical armor.
Mm-hmm. Did she have a weapon drawn?
Not at the moment.
All right, I'm going to walk down there.
Oh, it appears some of you didn't fall into the hole.
Yeah, hey there, Charles Barr and Scraby Boat. Do I recognize this person?
You do not.
All right. Yeah, so was that your hole back there?
Yes, that was a trap.
Oh, okay. What are you trying to trap us for? Sorry, this kind of stuff happens a lot. I'm just trying to keep things straight.
This is not how I thought this was going to go, honestly. You all are members of an adventuring party that has an enormous bounty on their heads.
Oh, is it sure? Are you sure it's us? There's like bounty hunters.
There's like 1,000 adventuring parties in the world these days.
Yes, but you were described pretty much to a T.
Can I see the paperwork?
Of course. She is going to unroll a stack of 6 little wanted posters and hand them to you. All of them are going to respectively have incredibly unflattering portraits of Koza, Johannes, Solinar, Boat, Alita, and Snuffles.
Oh my god, can we get some descriptions on these, and also can we find out what our respective bounties are?
Yeah.
So Solinar's is going to make him look in not only shifty, but actively malicious. He has an expression that gives you the feeling that he is going to mug you right there, right then.
And some angry, angry eyebrows.
He's got very angry eyebrows, and they sort of like make it look like he's got like several aggressive, large facial scars that make him look tough. Koza is going to have really sad eyes and like sort of these droopy dog like bags under them.
Wait. What were the bounties?
I haven't gotten there yet. I'm doing this in phases. Koza's hair is going to be stringy, and it does look like, with his like sad expression, it does appear that there are mushrooms growing somehow out of his clothing. Johannes, his normal, beautiful, chiseled face,
is now more like PS1 era angular in how it is drawn. His hair hangs limply and stringily and greasily, and he has this sort of exaggerated pout that gives you the impression of being put on.
What the heck? Where did all my polygons go?
Pout, on the other hand, is going to have a more soft and rounded approach. He's going to have this look on his portrait of someone who, like, has sunk into their skin. He's not going to have, like, any of the, like, definition that you can see in his neck and jawline. He's going to have receded in, almost as if when you open your phone and you look down and you accidentally open the front-facing camera, that is the vibe it is. So very, like, mid-2000s, like, 50-year-old guy Facebook pic.
Mm-hmm.
Is he or is he not holding a fish in this picture?
There is no fish to be seen.
Okay.
Koza's bounty is going to be about...
Wait. What about Leela and Snuffles?
Snuffles' portrait is going to have her look not just like a horse, but a malicious horse. Her mouth splits...
She's carrying a gun.
Her mouth splits unnaturally high, and you see her tongue is lolled out of her mouth. Her eyes are reptilian rather than the eyes of a horse.
And Alita?
Alita is going to look scruffy, sad, and mean. There is this feeling that you get where she looks like she looks bitter and she looks like she has accomplished nothing with her life. That is very much the energy that you think the artist was going for. Like most of you, her hair is coming out sort of stringy and unkempt, but that's also, unkempt is a little bit more Alita than it is Johannes.
And she's got, like, cult paraphernalia on, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does.
Yeah, she's got, like, the hand of Saruman on her face.
Pentagrams for eyes.
And the bounties?
Koza's bounty is going to be 200,000 gold. Solinar's is going to be a 75,000 gold bounty. Johannes is 100,000. Boat is 120,000. Alita's is 175.
Dang.
What about Snuffles?
Snuffles is a straight 300,000.
Wow.
Hell, all right. Wait a second.
Wait. Snuffles is the biggest?
Yes.
And then, so I'm the second biggest.
And it's not even close.
So yeah. Boat's
you
looking
could
at
buy a house with the difference between Snuffles and the rest of you.
Boat's looking at all these. He's like, these look nothing like us. Look at this. And he holds up his next to his face.
No, yes, it's a perfect match.
Who drew these?
I don't know. Some artist commissioned by the person who put the bounty on you. I imagine that the commissioner was the one who described you.
Oh, and what's your name, by the way?
My name. I figured you would want to know the name of the one who is going to defeat you. I am Ellen the Pure, Worm Slayer of Oranek.
All right, cool. Ellen, I appreciate you taking the time. If you can just hang on for a few minutes, let me give you these back. And he hands the scrolls back to her.
That's not how this works.
He reaches his hand out to shake her hand.
No, that's not how this... I'm going to defeat you.
No, we're not there yet. We're not there yet. Let's be civil about this.
Wait, you slayed the worm?
Yes, I'm the Worm Slayer of Orin.
As he shouts from the hole.
could you sign the bounty picture that doesn't look like me?
I would be more than happy to after I take you into the proper authorities.
Oh. Anyway, I gotta go check on my friends here. We can deal with this in a minute, but I think they might be hurt having fallen into the hole. So let me go check.
That's normally the point of traps like that, yes. I didn't have time to put in the tiger spikes.
Look, I'll be right back. And Boat turns and walks back to the hole to check down there.
She's kind of dumbfounded, but she will stand there.
Solinar has dismounted midnight while Boat is having this conversation and has unharnessed Snuffles so that she's not attached to a cart that is in a hole, and then started trying to, like, help people out of the hole.
Johannes is standing in the hole. He's like, I bit my tongue, but I'm still good to go. Hook Stonky up and let's push this cart out.
Yeah. Ellen? Hey, Ellen.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us a hand? We just need to get the cart out of the hole.
That defeats the whole purpose. I did it so that all of you would be trapped so that I could pick you off one by one.
Listen.
It'd be really helpful.
Fish in a barrel, but you can't swim.
This is a main thoroughfare. We can't leave this kind of accident right here. It's going to totally screw with the trade route. Help us get this out, and then we'll deal with our issues. We shouldn't have the whole rest of the community pay the price for everything you and I have going on here.
What? I honestly can't believe that somebody... I mean, it's so hard to get permitting for these things, because I tried to dig a hole one time because I was trying to see if I could catch a bunch of mushrooms in it. Which did not work, by the way.
Yeah, by the way, did you get the permit for digging the hole?
I got massively fined for digging a hole in the road. Man, it was a big deal. My parents were not happy.
Koza, you were trying to say something.
Was whole purpose supposed to be a pun? That wasn't very good.
Look, everybody be quiet.
Which wasn't, but that's very funny.
We got to work together on this. So, Ellen, did you get a permit for this hole?
I need you to roll persuasion right now.
I'm not trying to persuade. I'm just trying to have a conversation. But I'll take it because I rolled a nat 20 plus 9, a 29.
I didn't understand there to be a need for a permit.
I mean, the road is...
Oh my gosh, you dug a hole in a trade road and you didn't think you needed a permit?
It's civil infrastructure. You can't just go screw
it up. I can fill it in after I take you all in.
Look, listen. We won't turn you in if you help us get the cart out of the hole and get this situated.
No, I'm bringing you in. Did you not see the numbers?
Ellen, on those pages. Ellen, you broke the law when you didn't get the permit. We're willing to overlook this. We're trying to work with you here. Help us get the cart out of the hole and we can deal with our issue. All I'm saying is let's not make the local population. We don't want little Johnny to have to wonder when his cheese shipment is coming in because they can't get around this big hole in the road.
Yeah, little Johnny, well known for his cheese addiction. Yeah.
You look at the gullies on either side of this road. You can't steer a cart around this big hole you've made. Like, if it's weighed down with merchandise, you're looking at driving it right through that ditch there. Every wagon that tries that's going to get stuck.
Look, listen,
there's no question.
How about this? You help us with this. We fill in the hole. We sit down and have some lunch, and then we can deal with our issue.
I'm going to defeat you and take you in.
And
that's the whole point.
And I love your confidence. I absolutely do. I'm just saying, do we have to do it right this second, or can we help out this area first and fix this thing with the road?
You see Alita kind of lean over. This might be a long shot, but there is a child in the hole that you dug.
Boat starts pointing at Alita like, yep, and looking at Ellen like, yep.
Oh, I didn't know you all had a kid.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah.
He's our ward.
Don't worry, he wasn't killed.
Yeah, we're his legal guardians.
It would have been bad news if a giant hole in the middle of a trade road that is impossible to steer on would have killed a child.
That would really sort of destroy my whole Ellen the Pure name thing, wouldn't it?
Right. What's more pure than setting aside your differences that you are financially motivated for, I will remind you, in order to help out the town? I'm saying everybody's got a right to earn a living, so I'm not complaining about that, right? I'm just saying, if you want to be Ellen the Pure, let's be pure, and we'll have some lunch afterward, and then once we're all rested, we've got this problem solved, then we'll deal with our issues.
I mean, I was going to send 1/6 of my earnings back to the orphanage at home, but...
I love helping orphanages. See, we've already got something in common here. So, look, just help us out with this.
Hey, Solinar, I'm boosting Cole up to you.
I got him.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's no longer a child in the hole, so I can go ahead and continue the capturing.
Point of order. If you defeat us, this child will be left orphaned.
I assume that none of you are actually the parents of this child.
We're his legal guardians.
Did you steal a boy?
No. We found him, and we take care of him now.
The child distribution system chose us.
I would also like to point out to you that he harbors some sort of unknowable demonic presence within his body.
But do you mean an unknowable demonic presence?
All I'm saying is, if we're... If we're not in the picture anymore, that could be a problem. Now,
we saved him from a man-eating cyclops.
Wonderful. See, then after I defeat all of you, I'll take him with me back home.
Look,
back
Ellen,
to the temple.
Ellen, let's get something straight here. I'm not arguing with you that you can try and fight us and defeat us and all that stuff. That's not up for discussion. We're not talking about that. All I want to do is get the cart out of the hole and fill in the hole. Then, after we've had a chance to rest from that and we're all sort of at a level power, all rested and everything, then we can make some plans for what happens to Cole, and then we can deal with our situation. I'm trying to be really fair here. I'm trying to work with you, Ellen, because I don't, like, everybody's got a right to make a living. I'm not trying to stop you from doing anything.
I desperately need Boat to stop doing the used car salesman dropping her name every other word. That is filling me with incomprehensible rage.
Okay, on three, Stronky. One, two, three.
Ellen, come on. We got to get down there and help push from the back.
No. That's not how this works.
Ellen, what do I have to do, Ellen, to get you in that hole?
All right. We can be civil and reasonable about this. You all agree to sit down over there, each butts on ground. Allow me to make it so that you're all sitting there so I can capture you, and then I will help your friends out of the hole.
Ellen, how am I supposed to work with that? It's going to take all of us to get this card out of the hole. You can't do it by yourself.
I absolutely can. I'm magic.
What?
I don't believe that. Prove it.
After you sit down on the side of the road.
I'm not going to sit down on the side of the road while some stranger lies to me about how powerful they are.
Come on, everybody, let's just get in the hole and start pushing this cart. Yeah, Ellen clearly doesn't want to help. She's not the pure person that we thought she was. Let's do this. Let's solve this town's problem.
Oh, Cole.
Before
Cole,
we deal
that?
With Ellen's pocketbook
Fine.
Issues.
Give me a moment.
Oh, Cole's holding the middle of his back.
Cole's gonna sue.
Oh no,
sue.
Cole, you got whiplash, buddy? You okay?
He's playing the pan flute and it sounds like a slide whistle.
Oh no, it's your neck. It's not good.
With a soft sound of chimes, there are motes of light that come down from the sky, encircling everything that is within the hole, lifting it gently and moving it softly to the side and setting it down.
Whoa, I'm flying. Okay, now I'm not.
How's your tongue?
Well.
Still bleeding.
All right. Ellen, would you be able to do something about his tongue?
Please help. My tongue hurts.
How terribly unfortunate for you. I did my part.
Well, we gotta fill in the hole now.
Yeah, what do you mean you did your part? You dug the hole. There's a big hole here. What if another kid falls into it? Has no way to get out.
My patience is running thin.
Then we better get the hole filled in so we can all get on with our day.
Think of the vagabond children.
Look, Ellen, we've got some sandwiches. Let's just get this. Let's get the hole filled in and then we can all sit down and have some sandwiches. And then we can figure out how we want to handle this situation.
I'm so excited for lunch.
Do you like ham, Ellen?
How about cucumbers?
I've got some ham sandwiches.
I've got lemons.
All right, I'm tired of this at this point. She's going to storm off a little bit.
All right, well, we'll be here when you're ready for lunch. We're going to start filling in the hole.
I got a shovel.
All right. She's going to storm back to where all of you are. And
she
I need
stormed
every...
away and then stormed back.
Yes, she did. She stormed out. You heard her mutter something to herself and bap herself in the head. Like she's trying to psych herself up for something. You see that she's surrounded by celestial light in the form of angels with soft feathered wings. Solinar and Boat, 13 radiant damage.
It's not very nice.
Johannes and Koza, you are going to take half of that.
I'm literally filling in a crime that you did, and you hit me with radiant damage. That's evil.
Ellen, why did you have to do that? I have in no way indicated that we're not willing to go along with you. We just want to solve this problem first. And now you've come over here and you've hit us with your laser beam.
It was more of a radiant aura of light that was surrounding her.
The L and the A in laser stand for light angelic.
Ellen,
I thought we were communicating here. I thought we were sort of on the same page.
You may have spent some time attempting to trick me into your... aiding and abetting your crimes, but
you dug the hole!
And I will fix it. But I'm trying to save you the trouble. Back and forth.
I'm trying to help you if you're going to fix the hole.
I'm literally the only person trying to fix it right now. And you just hit me with radiant damage, which I know what it is because I'm a paladin. I'm literally a paladin of Soon. I'm licensed. You attacked me. And you dug a hole in the middle of the road and you almost killed a kid. Cole's over there holding his neck.
And you know what we were doing to precipitate this? We were taking a walk.
You were doing so many crimes.
I am a world champion. Do you know what kind of moral rectitude you have to be a world champion?
None.
It's off the charts, man. It's off the charts.
Name one crime that we've done in Alaria.
In Alaria? All right. Let's see.
While she's doing this, Boat's going to grab a shovel and start filling in the hole.
Thank you. This could really hurt somebody.
Look, I don't have patience for this. Are we going to fight to the death or what?
After we fill in the hole? Yeah. I've been very clear on that.
We're trying to make sure that a child doesn't die because of your negligence.
Look, if you want to keep being Ellen the Pure, you better help us fill in this hole. Or Instead else we're going to be telling everybody about how you dug this hole and hurt a child by accident.
More like Ellen the Child Slayer.
Well, interestingly enough, it doesn't seem like the boy can talk. And if I kill all of you, there'll be no one to say that.
Mm. How do your angel friends feel about this?
Oh, they don't care.
That was the most evil thing I have ever heard. And I've heard some really evil things.
Yeah. You're so evil, I'm surprised Koza hasn't tried to ask you out yet.
What's that supposed to mean?
The entire series of events that led to us being on this road.
All right, are we going to fight to the death because I'm really tired of this?
I'm tired of you!
Then let's just rest and we'll deal with this tomorrow if we're all tired.
Is your friend still in the hole?
He went back into the hole.
He climbed back into the hole. He's like, oh, there might be truffles in here.
I'll tell you about him. He just recently went through a heartbreak and he's not feeling really at the top of his game. So he probably wants to be in that hole as we pour dirt all over him.
I mean, I do think I get less money if he comes back dead.
I mean, I'm not suggesting you kill him. I'm just saying, please understand where he's at emotionally right now as we have this conversation.
His and mine were the only bounty posters that said wanted alive, not dead or alive. The other one said dead or alive.
You also just said fight to the death. I presume you meant that.
I was assuming it was going to be the death for all of you not noble types.
Look, we're happy to go peacefully. I say again, for the 1,000th time, Ellen, we just want to fill the hole in and then we'll go with you.
Shockingly, I don't believe you. I can't imagine why not.
We're literally shoveling dirt in right now.
I can't believe that just because we're not nobles means you think our lives are less valuable. We're still people.
The party begins walking away from the newly filled hole. The only thing now in the center of the road is Helen the Pure's head sticking out of the top of the dirt at where she has been buried. She is screaming at all of you that she will have her vengeance.
Helen, all you had to do was be polite.
You hear her scream something about how she will not be made a fool of, but that sound fades into the distance. You continue your journey and end up by the evening in Valmouth.
Quid Pro Roll is a co-production of Alpha Comics and Games with Goblins and Growlers. Our audio production and all original music composition is provided by Gabriel Perez. He can be found at Amethyst Audiomancer on Instagram. The voice of Alita and our DM for the podcast is Alex Smith. She can be found at Alpha Comic Games on Twitter. The voice of Charles Gravyboat Barnes is Brandon Dingus. He can be found at Way of Brandalore on Twitter. The voice of Eek and Koza are Chapman Adams. He can be found at What Are Birds on Instagram. The voice of Johannes is Alan. He can be found at The Dungeon Meowster on Instagram. And finally, the voice of Solinar is me, Josh Maltby, and I can be found at BlackCloakDM on Twitter. Thanks so much for listening.
Yeah, it's just like MacGuffining. It's lazy, poor writing.
It doesn't help that he was my least favorite Green Lantern, too.
Mm-hmm. Bob the Builder. Oh, sorry.
Bob the Builder actually could probably, his whole catchphrase is, can we do it? Yes, we can. Which I got to tell you is very willpower focused. He could be a Green Lantern.
Mm-hmm. That's a whole other podcast.
Yeah, there's a whole podcast where I talk about Bob the Builder being the Green Lantern. Go on our Patreon, guys. We talk about nonsense like
Bob the Builder sounds like a Celestial's name.
This could be a GGP, just a reimagining of Bob.
Yeah, you know, the Celestials, Esau the Judge, Bob the Builder.